Lesson 10, get your priorities right. Have you ever had a situation where you got so wrapped up in a problem that that was literally all you could think about? And as the saying goes, you couldn't see the wood for the trees. Let's skip back to the book again. In the book, we visit Christopher, who's totally immersed in preparing a claim against his employers for unfair dismissal and discrimination. He is so wrapped up in his campaign that he no longer has time to spend with his family, he can't sleep at night, and he's exhausted. What Christopher would really like to do next is to launch a web business to promote and sell some of the remedies that have helped him recover from his illness. But at the moment, he cannot give up the fight, no matter what impact it has on his life and health. So often I see people whose lives are totally taken over by conflict or dispute to the point where no one and nothing else seems to matter. Has this ever happened to you? Seeing the big picture and focusing on what matters most is a great way to get issues in perspective when you begin to search for solutions. Finding the time and the space to take a step back from our problems and to see the big picture can be an important step on the way to resolution. How do we do it? Well, here are three important steps that we can take. Number one, share the story. Number two, separate the people from the problem. And number three, focus on the future and not the past. So let's focus on those one at a time. Share your story. Find someone who will listen to your story without judging or critiquing. Alternatively, you could record yourself telling the story. Listen to yourself as you tell the story, either to the other person or to yourself, and challenge any assumptions that you may be making about the person with whom you're having the problem. Ask yourself, what if your assumptions were not correct? For example, Christopher has been assuming that his line manager, Sam, was deliberately making life difficult for him by ignoring his health concerns. But what if this wasn't the case? Maybe there were other reasons why Sam behaved as he did. What else might have been motivating him? Trying to understand what may be driving the other person's view is also an important part of the storytelling. Separate the people from the problem. Try to separate the who from the what in your situation. That means deal with the people issues separately from the substantive issues. For example, if I have a disagreement with my child's teacher over her homework, it's very easy for me to regard the teacher himself as the problem, and then to tell others that my child has a problem teacher. However, the real problem is not the teacher, but the homework. By getting things in your mind so that the problem is separate from the person, you avoid the temptation to attack the other person rather than to tackle the problem. Try using the exercise in the workbook to do this. There's two columns, the who, where you fill in what relationship issues are there and what ways might there be to improve the relationship. And then the what are the problems that need to be resolved and what options are there to resolve the problem. Although we may not like to admit it, difference is often our thinking about the problem rather than in the problem itself. If you are able to separate the people from the problem, then it's possible to sit side by side with the person with whom you're in conflict and to act as problem-solving partners rather than opposite each other as adversaries. Then you may be able to face the common task of trying to find a solution to the problem. Focus on the future, not the past. What if you could look into the future and imagine a time when the problem or conflict as it is today no longer exists or worries you? It is possible to gain a new and different perspective by focusing on the future and a time when the conflict or dispute has been resolved or settled. Here's what to do. Use the exercise in the workbook. Imagine a point somewhere between 1 and 5 years ahead. And describe in detail the circumstances, relationships, feelings, and so on that you will have at that time. In other words, exactly what life might be like when the conflict or dispute is no longer part of the picture. The questions to ask yourself is, how would I like my life to be 5 years from now when this conflict or dispute will be in the past? And how do I see my relationships with the people involved? This exercise helps to give you a real vision or goal to work towards. Another thing I find it's helpful to focus on is best outcomes and worst outcomes to work out exactly what is important. What's the worst that might happen if these issues are not resolved? For example, Christopher might say that the worst outcome he can expect is that he loses his tribunal case and has to bear his employer's costs as well. But the best outcome for Christopher would be winning the case and using any compensation to start up his new web business. Why not use the exercise in the workbook to help you to work out possible best and worst outcomes for a situation that's worrying you? What are the chances the worst will actually happen? What are the chances of achieving the best outcome? Of course, it's not always possible to be clear what the risks and benefits might be, and one of the problems is that we're often over-optimistic or over-pessimistic about our chances. But once you've thought about and analysed the risks and benefits, you'll be in a much better position to decide whether going for broke is actually worth it, and what else in life there might be to look forward to once this is all over. So, let's summarise what we've learnt in this lesson. We've learnt that sometimes we get so wrapped up in a conflict or problem that we can no longer see the big picture. That telling our story to others can help. That it can also help to imagine a time in the future when everything is resolved. And that we should always try to see the problem as separate from the people, rather than labelling other people as the problem. And finally, that it can help to think through what the best and worst outcomes might just be to give you a better sense of perspective. Remember, once these visions of the future are articulated and made real, it's possible to look at what is required and plan the steps necessary to achieve the best outcome, rather than make the worst outcome a reality.